Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parker of the Brazos Valley was a member of the Air Force Academy's first graduating class. He got out, had a plan to be a navigator on B-57s, did for 4 years, but when he got his assignment to Vietnam, well, a snafu of sorts put him in AC-47s, a far different aircraft. The AC-47 was the plane that fired from on high, giving cover to ground troops just trying to stay alive in Vietnam. AC-47 crews were quite popular, as you can imagine.
If we went into one of the bars where the Army troops were, they would, of course, find out that we were Air Force and say, "What's your call sign?" And we'd say, "Spooky 4-2 or whatever. And they'd say, "You can't buy a drink here." And we'd say, "Why not?" "Because we're buying." And it was very rewarding. Even locally, when we were bringing some troops up from the Brook Army Hospital to view a Aggie game, we had a transportation problem and called around, and Mr. Ed Cravey offered to provide a limo and a town car to show the wounded around town and take them to the game. It turns out Ed was in Vietnam the same time that I was, and he said I probably saved his life. Yeah. And that's very rewarding to know.
In a recent episode of Veterans of the Valley on KAMU-TV, I had the honor to visit with Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parker more about the AC-47. What an airplane. Want to let you in on that conversation.
The numbers are really amazing. I found this on the internet about the AC-47s under the record. From 1964 to 1969, the AC-47 successfully defended 3,926 hamlets, outposts, or forts. They fired over 97 million rounds, killed over 5,300 enemy soldiers. No outpost or village under gunship protection was ever lost to the enemy. That's a pretty fascinating record.
That's what made it so rewarding. When you talk to the guys on the radio going in, it was like they were bowing down to you and saying, "Thank goodness you're here. We fired on the camps themselves." They said, "We're undercover, have at them." And we'd hose it down. They say, they're going,
right.
they're leaving.
And when they said that they were undercover, they really better mean it, because
yes,
we were talking about the statistical nature of this aircraft, the AC-47. And talk more about that, about how many rounds you carried, how many rounds it would fire out of three guns, and sort of its coverage area is mind-boggling, really. Talk about that.
Well, we carried normally a load of 15,000 rounds, 15,500, something like that, and 40-some flares, depending upon whether we thought we were going to have a lighting mission or a gunning mission or a combination. The normal load was about 40 and 15,000. The guns fired 6,000 rounds a minute per gun. So that's 100 rounds a second per
right.
gun. If you put all three guns on, a three-second burst will fill every square yard of a football field.
Wow, in 3 seconds.
Yeah, and you run out of ammo real quick if you do it that way. So
right.
we normally only put one gun on until we were sure we had the right spot and the bad guys.
Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parker won 2 Distinguished Flying Crosses and survived a B-52 drop at his time in Vietnam. And tomorrow he'll talk more about that. I'm Tom Turberville, Colonel Brian Parker of College Station, navigator of the AC-47 spooky gunship in Vietnam. Hi, I'm Tom Turberville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Lieutenant Parker was a recent guest on Veterans of the Valley on KAMU-TV. Listen as he and I talk about the magnificent AC-47. The plane that saved so many lives in Vietnam, but the plane in which he very nearly lost his.
The AC-47 was not involved in air-to-air combat. You said you think you might have shot down a plane once, but you're not sure that that happened, but mainly it was air-to-ground.
No. Our crew never shot down, but there is a story. It's probably one of the urban legends that
right.
Says they shot down something, but I don't think they did.
Because this plane would fly low, 2,500 to 3,000 feet, right?
Yeah, we could be shot down.
At a speed of about, what?
120 knots.
120 knots.
Mm-hmm.
So that was fairly slow and low.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when you went into a circular pattern.
Right.
And you fired out the left side of the aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like a cone. And as you were looking at it from above, it looked like a dragon shooting down at the ground.
Right.
And that's how they got the name, the Magic Dragon.
Right.
And the call sign was Spooky.
Exactly.
There's a story behind that, too.
What's that?
As the commander was taking off with a flight of Goonie Birds to go to Vietnam, it was real foggy. And he said, "Boy, this is the spookiest thing I've ever seen." And after that, so the story goes, the call sign was Spooky.
Right. What, Lieutenant Colonel Parker, was it like, if you can go back that far, in the Navigator? As a Navigator, you sat behind the pilots, is that right? What do you recall as far as your fear factor, your thoughts about where you were, what you were doing? Most of these missions, I guess, were at night, right?
All our missions were at night.
Yeah, were at night. What personally were your thoughts about your own safety, your own mortality, what you were doing? You were a young guy.
At that time, we were all young. Mm-hmm. We were invincible. On occasion, we weren't supposed to, but we would fly low over certain areas to see if we could draw ground fire. That's foolish, but we did it, and we uh-huh. survived, and we did draw some ground fire and fired back.
Right.
And I don't know, it was so rewarding that we never really had that fear factor, except one night we saw all these explosions underneath of us.
Right.
We were flying just a cap around Saigon and Benoit Air Base, and I immediately got on the radio and called the Tactical Air Control Center, and they said, "Whoops, where are you?" And we told them, and they said, "We've lost you on the radar. You just survived a B-52 attack." So evidently, we were just behind where the bombs were dropping, and if we'd have been a little bit ahead, we'd have been wiped out for sure. And the B-52s would have been able to say they took down an airplane.
It was a fascinating conversation with a Vietnam veteran from the Brazos Valley, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parker, and we'll finish it up tomorrow. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Military Service, including a two-year tour of Vietnam as an AC-47 gunship navigator. But in his retirement, his passion has been to help give life back to wounded veterans. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. We conclude our visit with Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parker today. Recently on an episode of Veterans of the Valley on KAMU-TV, I visited with Brian Parker about that passion.
You are very involved in with veterans, disabled veterans specifically. I know at Brooke Army Medical Center in San Antonio, you have taken some of these soldiers and given them a very special times in their life, brought them up to Texas A&M football games and other events. Talk about that, because I know that's important to you.
That is an extremely rewarding thing. When you see the eyes light up and the smiles appear, it's, you know, the best thing you could possibly be given.
Right.
We set up a date and bring them to a football game or a basketball game, and it is really rewarding. The Bush Library gives them a tour before the game.
Mm-hmm.
We brought up a fellow, Kenny Adams, who is totally blind, and at the same time we had another fellow who had been blinded in one eye and was deaf because of an explosion in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
And they threw out the first pitches at the baseball game for Veterans Day.
I remember that.
And Kenny really got into it, winding up to make the pitch and so on. While we were at the Bush Library before that, Kenny got to touch everything, and they gave him a real grand tour. Mm-hmm. He touched everything. He got on the mock-up of the railroad train, and he worked the controls, and he was really happy. And he's married to a beautiful young angel, I call her, the way she takes care of him and just leads his life. It's just wonderful. They now have a home in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the group that I work with, Salute America's Heroes, has made their whole home voice activated. And I'm just gnawing at the bit to go down and visit him when we're down there and see how this works, but it's fantastic. This group, Salute America's Heroes, is trying to raise enough money, and I'm sure they will, to give each wounded veteran a $500 check for Christmas so that they can buy Christmas presents and so on.
Brian Parker's official military service is behind him, but not his service to our military. It is his passion to make sure that veterans, especially disabled veterans, are able to grasp the best of the freedoms that they help preserve. We salute Lieutenant Colonel Brian Parker, as we do all veterans. And I invite you to watch Veterans of the Valley. It's on KAMU-TV every Friday night at 8:30. It repeats Saturday and Sundays at 6:30. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.